Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Matt Kramer. The Matt Kramer Show is back. I do apologize for the not 2 days, not 2 weeks, but 2 months hiatus. No excuse, but I will tell you that I have been busy working, or I have been recently I had some time with family from Michigan, but the main reason was because I just wanted to take a break, because when I did the show, I wasn't getting many calls at all. So I'm going to try this again. It's been 2 months, so if there are any new callers or listeners, I should say, who want to call in, they've been listening to previous broadcasts, please do call today, 347-884-8739. The number again is 347-884-8739. So do please call in today for the next 30 minutes, and I will answer your questions, whether they be spiritual or world news or whatever. So do call in today, 347-884-8739. And while you are getting to your phones, I'm going to give you a couple Google, some Google news. But first, this just in, early this morning or yesterday, a very famous poet, laureate, and Nobel Prize winner, Maya Angelou, has passed away at the age of 86. She was suffering some kind of an illness. We're not sure what it is, but she did pass away either early this morning or last night, at the age of 86. So rest in peace, Miss Angelou, Dr. Angelou. So if you know of Maya Angelou, you know of her poems, you probably read it in high school, whatever. Please remember her today, okay? Big movie news. Just recently, we had two movies come out in the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks now, almost 3 weeks. The first one was on May, which was a Friday, and that was the new Godzilla movie. With Bryan Cranston, who is from the Breaking Bad television series, which just ended earlier. And he's also from Malcolm in the Middle. He played the dad of Malcolm in the Middle when Frankie Muniz, that was about 10 years ago now. And so this new Godzilla movie was pretty good, actually. Surprisingly, they say there was some boring parts. It wasn't, the acting wasn't up to par, but I, from the son of Bryan Cranston's character. But that being said, Bryan Cranston actually did a very good job, in my opinion, in this new movie, Godzilla. And Godzilla looks so cool. So I think he's taller than the Godzilla from 1998 with Matthew Broderick. This Godzilla is a lot bigger, and his roar is a lot cooler. So if you have not seen the new Godzilla movie and you're into monster movies, this one, I would suggest it, if you don't mind, a little under par dialogue, but if you like monster movies and you just like to get your spine shingled, go see the movie. Also, last Friday, there was a good movie out called X-Men Days of Futures Past, where Wolverine, played by Hugh Jackman, goes back in time and tries to save humanity, pretty much, and the mutants from the evil of the past, whether it's from the Sentinels, from this guy played by Peter Dinklage, who's from the Game of Thrones television series. And Peter Dinklage does a very, very good job. If you don't know who Peter Dinklage is, you probably don't watch Game of Thrones. He's the short guy, the midget guy, with a deep voice, surprisingly. So congrats on to Peter Dinklage for playing the good villain, and of course all the great X-Men and humans, maybe also, and also. Richard Nixon was in this movie. Someone played Richard Nixon. So that was kind of cool. And they involved, they talked about the Vietnam War. They talked about the assassination of JFK, how Magneto, the young Magneto, was sort of involved in that. So that's more of a spoiler than I should give you, but go see those two movies. The next movie that's coming out, the next movie I'm looking forward to, of course, is not till July 11th, and that's the Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, and of course, Caesar is played very professionally, very well, by Andy Serkis, who did Gollum in the Lord of the Rings trilogy, and The Hobbit. The first one. So, look for those two movies. Okay? Okay. Just want to get that out of the way. Maya Angelou passed away, and two great movies to inform the listeners today. Today is May 28th, and we have three more days of the month, and then June will be upon us next week. Hopefully your summer will go well as it starts. Let's say summer starts, calendar-wise, the summer doesn't start till late June. But some people believe with this hot weather that we have now, summer has already begun. So, but that's your opinion. You're entitled to your opinion on when summer starts. Summer may start on Labor Day. Summer may start on Memorial Day, which just passed. So if you are someone who fought in the war and you know fellow soldiers who have died in wars, that's what Memorial Day is all about. So, and then Veterans Day, I think, is later on in the year. Let me look that up real quick. I think it is. Unless it were to pass. Veterans Day is, not until November. Okay. So pretty much it did pass about 8 months ago, and then it's coming again this November. November 11th will be this year's Veterans Day. Top stories today. Top stories today from the Obama White House. United States will have 9,800 troops in Afghanistan after 2014. This is from CBS News. President Obama announced Tuesday, which was yesterday, that the U.S. plans to remove all troops from Afghanistan by 2016, starting with reducing the troop presence in the country to just 9,800. That's actually pretty good. That's actually pretty good. 9,800, that's not very much at all. So good luck to Mr. Obama. Good luck to our Marines, Army, if there's any Navy over there, in Afghanistan. Okay, Maya Angelou just mentioned this. She passed away at 86. So rest in peace to her. Carrie T. Snowden. That's Edward Snowden, guy who leaked information that he shouldn't have leaked. Secretary of State, former senator, now Secretary of State, John Kerry, he says to Snowden, a fugitive challenge to him and challenged him to Kerry challenged Snowden to man up and come back to the United States. Yeah, you tell him, Mr. Secretary. Williams' sisters lose in second round. Oh, that's too bad. That's too bad. One of the sisters, both of the sisters, Serena and then Venus Williams, will both be heading home early. Ooh, and this is the French Open in Paris. So, sorry to hear that, ladies. Hopefully there is next year or 2 years from now. Bummer. So if you're a tennis fan, you like to play tennis or you watch tennis, you probably heard this already. It's in the news. If you live in Paris, France, and you understand French, and you're a fan of the Williams sisters, just pray for them for safe travels home, and pray that you don't have to pray for that. Hopefully they will have a better, successful French Open next year. Okay, moving on from CNET, C-N-E-T, why self-driving cars won't be a mass reality anytime soon. Let me think. Maybe because they're still testing them. How about that, Mabos? Despite those, still testing them. Okay, commentary from CNET. Written by Danny Sullivan. Excuse me. As Google reveals its latest self-driving car, a bold future seems to have arrived. But we've been down this disappointing road before. Oh, no crap. Sherlock. Okay. Forbes magazine. For 2 weeks, Valeant Pharmaceuticals have been promising to bolster its hostile bid for allergen to win the widely watched takeover battle. Well, interesting. Syrians, world news now. Please do call in 347-884-8739. 884-8739. There you go, 347. Please do call in. Your questions are very important to us. Seriously. World news, Syrians abroad vote ahead of national election. Oh, good for them. After winning France, Marine Le Pen seeks power in Brussels. Good luck. U.S., California rampage hits nerve, sparks reflection. The troubled man who killed six people and then himself. The troubled man who killed six people then himself in a rampage near California University. This was mentioned yesterday in the news. Last week has sparked a flurry of online discussion on the wide array of topics. Violence against women. Gun control. Do we need it? Mental health. Psychiatrist there. Even news coverage itself. How much news is too much news? That is an interesting question. Moving on, 125 years after Johnstown, facts about the deadly flood that helped Red Cross, file. In this 1889 file photograph, people stand atop houses among ruins after disastrous flooding in Johnstown, Pennsylvania. Facts, figures, and anecdotes about the Johnstown flood in Pennsylvania, which killed 2,209 people 125 years ago. Okay, the Red Cross. Helped the Red Cross make it again. Interesting. Help Red Cross. It's an interesting part. Okay. So, apparently, 125 years ago, there was a flood in Johnstown, and American Red Cross got its name for the help for the victims. Okay. That's a pretty nice article, I guess. Moving on to business. Double your money in an index fund. The market, this is from Forbes, the market is up over 150% since April 2009 and continues to hit all-time highs. Will this aging bull, which has now stomped bears for more than 5 years, keep moving higher? McDonald's to return more money to shareholders. This is from Chicago Tribune, written by Ellen Jean Hurst. McDonald's Corp said on Wednesday that it plans to beef up its returns to shareholders and refranchise at least 1,500 restaurants as it tries to jumpstart sales with products such as McCafe coffee drinks, smoothies, and custom-tucked burgers. S&P slaps junk bond rating on Tesla debt. This is from CNN Money. Feds Lockhart sees, Mr. Lockhart sees growth rebound. No rush to raise rates. Good. Technology hackers locking iPhones, demanding ransoms. Oh, come on. Seriously? CNN, look that up. Facebook sees EU, European Union, antitrust review of WhatsApp deal. Valve delays Steam machines until 2015. Microsoft CEO Nadella talks again. Entertainment, Jason Bateman and Tina Fey in First. This is where I leave you, Driller. Angelina Jolie plays Disney supervillain Maleficent. One Direction, Zayn Malik, Lewis Tomlinson caught allegedly smoking pot. Robert De Niro. Oh, this is, I just read this. This is very interesting. Robert De Niro, who's famous for the Casino and all the gang, all the mob gangster movies. Robert De Niro reveals in documentary that his father, Mr. De Niro Sr., was gay. Interesting. Look that up. Google that. Robert De Niro, father, documentary, gay, if you want. So, this is an interesting story. There's a new documentary about Robert De Niro's father. Mr. De Niro Sr. was an artist in the form of Matisse, M-A-T-I-S-S-E. And it's been about over 10 years since Mr. De Niro's passing, that's senior. So, interesting story that's come up. I think it comes later this year. So, look that up. Robert De Niro documentary, Mr. De Niro Sr. Artistry, LGBT, if you want to use that also. That's interesting. Okay, moving on. So, good luck to Robert De Niro. Pray for him. Pray for Mr. De Niro. Okay? A snake salvation preacher. Snake bit, but Jesus saved him, says wife. Pastor Cody Coote suffered a gnarly snake bite, just like his preacher father who died from a rattler's bite. But Coote's wife tells TMZ her husband survived by the grace of God. Well, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Really? From TMZ, of all people? Say that. Come on. Sports, 50 Cent misfires before Pirates. 50 Cent can't pitch a ball. Sorry, 50. 50 Cent. Sorry. Okay, Donald Sterling, this guy, the whackhead. Donald Sterling signed away control of LA Clippers to wife. Oh, jeez. This is going to go good. Not. Can we get enough of Donald Sterling stories, please, for crying out loud? Oklahoma City Thunder ranking the Durant Westbrook postseason performances. Canadiens extend series with Wild game by win. Ooh! Montreal Canadiens needed all of Rene Bourque's hat trick. Bourque, B-O-U-R-Q-U-E, plus the S, hat trick, plus a couple more goals, too, so to say, like, in the Eastern Conference final. Oh, so Justin Bieber might be interested in reading that. Science! Let's see how much time I have. I got 10 minutes, folks. 10 minutes. Please do call in 347-884-8739. Billy Graham. Billy Graham, 95. He'll be 96 this November. He's coming out with a new video, a new preaching video on heaven. On heaven. So look for that this coming November 7th. Heaven. I'm Billy Graham. Okay. Just thought I'd mention that before time ran out. Science. Scientists discovered a connection between insect color and climate. Human muscles may have evolved more than brains. Better not be talking about Darwinism now, please. Health. Cialis could soon be sold over the counter. Wow. Income might influence risk for certain cancers. Income. Some cancers in the United States are tied to poverty, while others are more common among... Oh. Seriously? You want to compare poverty to cancer? Yeah. Not very good. U.S. lawmakers push for passage of mental illness laws after Santa... Okay, the shooting of Isla Vista in Santa Barbara, California left six people dead. Pushes some lawmakers for the passage of a mental illness law. That might be something to look up. Okay. In the last 10 minutes or so, I want to give you the upcoming sports. We have the New York Rangers. This is hockey. We'll play today. The LA Kings will play against the Blackhawks. LA Kings will play against the Blackhawks today, Chicago Blackhawks, at 5 o'clock. MLS, Major League Soccer. Yeah. Portland Timbers will play against the Cheetahs, USA News. Okay, that's soccer, 7:30 p.m. Pittsburgh Pirates. Oh, yeah. Pirates will play against the Mets today at 10 a.m. So look that up in about 40 minutes. Houston Astros will play against Kansas City Royals today at 11:10 a.m. The Cubs will play this afternoon at 12:45 against the Giants. Miami Heat will play against the Indiana Pacers tonight at 5:30 p.m. Right. So look up those games in your local listings on TV. Today's weather is 79 degrees today, 79 degrees tomorrow, 81 on Friday, and 77 on Saturday. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Matt Kramer Show, back after 2 months. I hope you have all the information you need. Star Wars 7 is in pre-production right now. They are filming right now, and I believe John Williams is up to compose new music for this upcoming trilogy, which will come out sometime next year, I believe, next summer. So look that up. Movies are coming out very soon. IMDb.com. Well, if you're an Austin Mahomes fan, or any Mahomes out there, his first CD is out now. Get it in stores. It's called The Secret by Austin Mahomes. Austin Mahomes. Okay. Coming soon. Edge of Tomorrow with Tom Cruise. Not looking forward to that. The Fault in Our Stars. 22 Jump Street. How to Train Your Dragon 2. That's for the kids. Think Like a Man 2 with Kevin Hart. I believe we'll be in that. More upcoming titles will be for June 13th. Oh, okay. Transformers 4. That is something I am very much looking forward to. Transformers Age of Extinction, June 27th. That's going to be cool. I think that's going to be cool. Next movie coming out, Fast and Furious 7. Oh, that's 2015. That's next year. Planet of the Apes 2. Dawn of the Planet of the Apes 2014. Planes for the Kids. Hercules with Dwayne Johnson. It's going to be cool. Guardians of the Galaxy. No. 50 Shades of Grey. No. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, yes. August 8th. Expendables 3, maybe, August 15th. The Giver, a movie based on the very best-selling story, storybook. For September, The Maze Runner with Dylan O'Brien from Teen Wolf. That looks pretty good. When the Game Stands Tall with Jim Caviezel. That looks pretty good. The Equalizer with Denzel Washington. I always like Denzel stuff. Yeah, oh, Get On Up. October 17th, Get On Up. The movie about James Brown. That looks pretty, very, very good. Same guy, the same actor who did Jackie Robinson in 42. Very good movie, so look that up. Get On Up. Get On Up. Get On Up. Okay, that's the James Brown song. Okay, folks, that is the show for today. Thank you for listening. Please do call in. I'm not sure when I'll do my next show. Maybe tomorrow, because I'm off tomorrow and Friday. Stay tuned for the next broadcast. Thank you for listening today. Hopefully you got some stories to look up and you can expound your knowledge. Excuse me. Thank you for listening. This is the Matt Kramer Show signing off for today. It is the 28th of May. And I will leave you. And everyone, for me again, the signs of heaven. I want me, I want to be the hustle.